Oops, I gotta hit the go live button. Welcome into the Chopping Beef Show. We're off to a roaring start.
Are we?
Are we actually here?
Are we started?
Yes. We are. I hit it while we were going, but not when I started. I just clicked the button. I'm like, this is way too easy. Oh yeah, I have to hit the go live button.
I was surprised because like my mic gets muted during the intro music. Does yours too, Jeff? Or?
Yeah,
mine does too, but I can go into the unmute.
Okay. God damn it.
I unmuted.
I was like, why is he talking?
Lord. But I couldn't hear myself, but I could see, obviously, into the
That was like a history documentary, you know, narration, you know, as the train goes by to the mighty tracks out west.
It was beautiful. What's going on, fellas?
Whoa, live button works.
Yeah. The March 14th edition. It's my brother's birthday today.
He lives all the time, right?
You wish the old man happy birthday?
I did. We sang him happy birthday, and you know, he said something about a podcast or something. I'm like, yeah, we'll be on tonight. So yeah, here we are.
So give him a birthday present.
Yeah, I do.
Give him a big kiss.
Right, we do t-shirts. That's what we've done for about 20 years now. We've done t-shirts where we give each other t-shirts. A couple of years ago, I got a receipt in the mail that my t-shirts had been returned.
What?
So that was fun.
What do you mean?
Good like, times.
It got delivered and then he must have returned them.
the wrong size.
He didn't think they were nearly as funny as I did, apparently.
It's the wrong size. that's a pretty tough look. You just take that and you wear it to bed or you wear it.
You just don't wear it. Yeah, the one he got me this year was it had the QR code on it, and if you scanned it, it said it was that Rick Astley song, "They're Never Gonna Give You Up" or whatever. Never gonna let
you down.
But the QR code didn't work, so I had to like look it up on the $6 shirt website to see what it was. But yeah, no, the QR code on the shirt did not work.
So you just walking around with a random scribbly thingy,
you know,
doesn't work.
And it was a couple sizes too small. So, you know, whatever. Details.
Did my dad's ex-wife shop for that?
Probably. Speaking of your dad's ex-wife.
Which one?
JJ, you posted a video yesterday on your personal Facebook page or one of these InstaFace pages.
Right.
Riding on a boat.
Yeah.
That was the end of the story, I'm guessing?
That was the end of the story.
Please start from the beginning.
When the camera panned, the boat was being towed by...
Yes, that is correct.
...something or someone.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I need it. I need the story.
Start from the jump here, please.
Start from the jump, basically. The Scar Buddies rented the boat.
Looked like a big boat.
Yeah, it's a big pontoon. Something like
pontoons.
Something Saban would probably ride. Anyway, we all had this idea. Oh, let's take it out for the day.
Where?
We went up the Hillsborough River to Rick's on the river. It's a good little river bar. And then we went to Beer Can Island, which is kind of out in the middle of the bay.
What a solid name.
We had a Navy officer steering the boat, so we felt pretty safe. And we got to Beer Can Island. There's about 50, 60 boats there, and it's real cram tight. And I told the guy, I said, hold on, let me get out and I'll steer you in. And when I say gun it. So we get there and I said, okay, gun it. And he about put half that boat on the beach. I said, got it. Right here. We're good.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. So it's like, jokingly, we dropped anchor, like, whoop, poof, there you go. Spent the whole day just having a good time. Just probably the less stressful day I've had. I can't imagine how long. So we're on our way back, you know, the sun is...
That was foreshadowing.
The sun started to go down, and we said, you know, let's just take it easy. You know, we'll watch the sun go down, smoke cigars, drink some beers. So all of a sudden, I don't know what the hell we hit. I don't know if it was a wave. I don't know. It wasn't a big wave. I don't know. But the entire front of the boat, and you can't see this if you're not watching the show, but the entire front of the boat actually snapped up and fell back down. And the only thing that was holding the front together was the two aluminum strips.
No.
Oh, down below.
No, up top. Up top.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
We had water coming in up to our ankles, and we're like, we're in the middle of the goddamn bay. What do we do here?
This is gonna be a problem.
We're about 4 miles away from Beer Can Island. We're about 20 miles away from Tampa. So we put the boat in reverse to get the water out, make it to Beer Can. We met the guy who actually owns property on Beer Can Island. The beach is public, all the inside stuff is his. This guy's been smoking fish bones all day. And what I mean by fish bones is joints. And his wife cooks on the beach. And anyway, we told him what happened. And his wife was so nice. She gave us like free kebabs.
Yeah.
And we waited for Cito. And then Cito, that guy was a fucking moron. Nonetheless, I mean, you know, put your stuff in my boat and get on the boat. No, wait. Put your stuff back on your boat. And then get on my boat. No, just all of you get on the boat you have. I'm like, you know that son of a bitch is taking in water?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, but if y'all sit in the back, it should be enough to prop it up a bit. I'm like, okay. So anyway, we decided to trudge about 20 miles back to town, you know, going at about 2 miles an hour. And one of our wise-ass friends decided to play the soundtrack from Titanic. So... drinking beer, smoking cigars, and yeah. And then the owner of the boat came up, super nice guy. Looked at the boat and goes, is everyone okay? Everyone was fine. We were just laughing our asses off about it. And he goes, hey, this boat ride is free. I got new boats coming in. And when the next new boat comes in, you have a free ride on that.
Nice. That's
so yeah, at least he wasn't an asshole. It's like, what'd you people do? And it's like, dude, you saw the seas today. They were nothing, you know.
Right.
My friends who had not lived in Florida a long time were like, hey, Jeff, are there any sharks in the bay? Just bull and hammerheads. That's it. Nothing aggressive.
Just a small aggressive one.
I mean, if one gets you, I mean, it's going to be short. Right?
It's going to be quick.
You're not even going to feel it.
They really don't drag you down. They just bite, shake, you know, and then all's good. You know, you just, the massive blood loss will kill you.
It'll hurt for a minute.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I was talking, I was like, yeah, did you hear about that story about the Indianapolis, you know, the destroyer that lost 800 men to shark attack?
Attacks going round and round the boat. Yeah.
It's shut up, awesome. Justin! God damn it!
Oh, that's a true story. Yeah, I was wondering, how did that work with the Cito? So, I mean, that's, you're renting the boat; all that shit's included, right? If something happens, that's not your problem.
Like, no, it's the boat owner's problem.
Yeah, and so you rent that from. So the boat owner leases their boat to a.
They call Cito or say, "Hey, I got a guy back on Beer Can Island,"
and it's just
they come, they throw a rope to us.
Yeah, that's it.
We pushed the boat out of the dam, into the water. And I was like.
And just hoped and prayed.
And hoped and prayed. The guy kept turning around looking. I don't know if he was looking at us just having a good time and laughing. Probably. Or he was looking to see.
I would have.
If because he's by himself. And he's, if the rope is connected. Yeah. And I was more hoping for the rope.
He's towing you under the wave.
He's like, damn, I'm going fast all of a sudden. Boy.
That story about gives me anxiety. My
buddies were like, I was like, man, this is great. And my buddy's like, what the hell is wrong with you? I was like, worst comes to worst, we get these floaties that are our seats. We just swim our asses back. Make sure each one of us has got a cooler to take. You know, just
apparently walk. They all had something to live for.
That's a good point. Well, they all looked like, well, who do you think the shark's going to attack first? And they said, probably the big guy. I'm like, ooh, wait a minute.
Is that you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, as in fat, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that I was going to ask you while you were on your boat, were you coming back from the road trip to New Orleans?
I was. Hey, guys, What did you think of our road trip we had?
We had a great trip.
Visually pleasing. Trip.
I mean, we're at the Pelicans game tonight.
Right. Right.
We sang karaoke at Cat's Meow. It's like my favorite bar in the world.
Fight for your right to party.
We've seen chicks shake their asses.
Yeah. We threw beads from porches up top.
Yep.
Had a couple snakes wrapped around our shoulders.
I mean, what haven't we done in New Orleans?
Seen it all. Been to the Cafe Beignet. But, you know, the oldest bar in America.
Hey, yeah. We went back to Port-au-Call. We went back to Port-au-Call, grabbed a sandwich.
Beignets. I mean,
this is one of the best honeymoons I've ever been on.
And you know, the great part is like, no, it didn't really feel like I was gone. It was,
no,
it like I was here the whole time.
I don't smell like New Orleans. Yeah. I don't have to take a shower.
No,
like immediately after being
no
on
time change. No time.
We're not hungover.
Yep, not hungover. I didn't.
But we drank a lot, though. Yeah. Every
drank a ton.
Every picture
drank
we have.
A ton, and we got some goofy T-shirts. You know, you have to do that.
You have to get the
touristy T-shirts, and
we even fit in 18 holes.
We fit in 8 during all this.
A par 62.
Yeah.
We shot pretty well too. I think
we did pretty good.
It's a good trip. Good trip.
I am tell you what, I just feel relaxed and rested, and not like the normal New Orleans.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Was good.
Yeah, well, it was cool.
I've never seen my friends grow up minute by minute before.
It was awesome.
It was really good seeing you guys on this one.
Well, today, as we spoke of earlier, is 314, which is known as Pi Day.
Right.
So it begs the question on the Chop and Beef Show: what's your favorite pie?
Lox.
I didn't expect the silence. I'm going apple crumble. All right, you assholes. Like I'm jumping in on that.
I'm going with one of my favorite wrestlers' pies.
Pumpkin.
The Rock.
What's he at?
Give it to us. Don't hold back.
Poontang pie. Or apple, but it's got to be a la mode and hot.
I agree with that. I agree with that assessment big time.
What do you, Lox? Go ahead.
Pumpkin. Ooh. Lots of whipped cream. Yeah. I'm not a big pie guy. Just the 3.14 with all the decimal points that you put on your face makes me shiver because that reminds me of chemistry, which we all have our personal battles in life, and that was Zach's.
Yeah, we all have our gifts, and we all have our battles, and Zach's battle was chemistry.
Boy, oh boy.
Everything else came naturally to him.
I got enough Fs for all three of us on this screen. Three of them.
Yes. Yeah. I was horrible at algebra, but I was good in chemistry. It made no sense.
Chem 2. Not for me, boy.
I was awful at Algebra 1, but I was fantastic at Geometry, Algebra 2, Trigonometry, Statistics, all of those.
I didn't get to brag.
Yeah, humble. No, it wasn't that humble.
I cheated my entire year of Geometry.
The common denominator was the same teacher for Geometry, Algebra 2, and Trigonometry and Precalc.
Oh,
maybe it was the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of teachers.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jim Boeheim. Jim Boeheim retired. Anybody like that guy?
Yeah. I have no problems with him. He's a legend.
Super indifferent. I mean, like, cool, I guess.
This is what Marty Coleman loves this.
Well,
I hate him. JJ likes him. And I was born into
You were born in his area.
Yeah,
in a Seton Hall University family. Back when Seton Hall University was actually
back in the Big
basketball.
East. Oh shit! Yeah,
in the Big East. So my dad literally hated the fact that this guy played a 2-3 zone. My dad was a basketball coach. My dad coached high school basketball, and then he coached.
Isn't 2-3 zone like pretty normal? Or
2-3 zone is very normal for say 5th and 6th grade CYO basketball. But once you got into college, you were more apt to play man to man.
Okay,
the people that can't play basketball play
zone.
It's
boring basketball.
Yeah. The YMCA is probably playing. They play man to man though.
They play zone sometimes. I think it's like a 221 or something like that. They mixed in.
They put a big guy down low.
Yeah, down low. I don't know. It just either way can't score.
No, you can't score. It's boring. So I don't like Boeheim at all. It's just ingrained. It's one of those things, you know. It's like Red Sox and Jim Boeheim.
So let me ask you a question.
Oh, shit.
Was Boeheim, when you were younger, your least favorite coach?
He was, yeah.
He was the only
one that my dad really didn't care for. He just thought he was his defense was a cop out.
Preach, Tom. Get
him. He did. He was like, we had back in those days. It was back in my day. We had Rolly Massimino. You had Louis Carnesecca. You had John Thompson. You had all these names. PJ Carlissimo was at the Seton Hall University.
Right.
I mean, you had all these names in the Big East. But yeah, Boeheim was the only one that my dad really was outward with us about. So I don't know if he liked those other guys or just hated Boeheim the most.
Growing up ACC was Dean Smith for me.
Well, I'm now a Rick Barnes stan, as all the kids say. So I don't even know what that means. Do you know what that means? Can you tell me what stan
standing
means?
Next to him? Yeah, standing behind him? Yeah,
maybe. Excuse me, but I'm a big fan, and he did not like Dean Smith, so I'm not a Dean Smith fan.
Yeah. Come on, Lox, but who's you? Oh, well, of course, you grew up in Ohio. You didn't have basketball.
They didn't have running water, I don't think.
Yeah, not clean.
Uh-oh, his sound.
Oh, no.
We're having sound issues from Ohio.
Replug. Get back in the show. We need the reliever.
Well, it's March Madness time. Speaking of Jim Boeheim, it's March Madness time.
Right.
Brackets are out.
Right.
This field is set.
Right. Okay.
You feel me? I'm trying to lag.
You know? No, keep going. Keep going. You're doing well. Lots hasn't even done any brackets yet. Games, so it's all good.
Games are tonight, starting tonight, the play-in, two of the play-in games. We got Mississippi State playing at 9, whatever, because...
You rooting for the old Bulldogs?
Yeah. Why not? The boys are here. I have Jake and his two buddies here for spring break, so...
Yeah. They bring me broads?
No.
I heard that.
Oh, what?
Hey, welcome back, Lox.
He's back, yeah. All right, Lox, who was your least favorite coach growing up in college?
Any sport? How about any sport?
Any sport? I mean,
you can do professional if you want. Just
you can do professional wrestling if you want.
Yeah, Gene Okerlund.
Wrestling managers. Least favorite wrestling managers.
Paul Bearer.
I was expecting the hard hitting questions.
and they just keep coming at you.
Who was the Iron Sheik when he?
I don't know. I got nothing. Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, okay, that's a good one. Yeah, he's peach.
Not a good one.
It's a great one.
God,
he's people, a piece of shit.
You people hate legends.
Yeah.
It's that one.
And at least Jimmy Johnson didn't kill him, man.
Just not bandwagon fans.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't grab the green and orange starter jackets.
Thank you, Brian Jackson. Brian Jackson says Spurrier.
How can you hate Spurrier?
He's a Florida State fan, Brian Jackson.
Yeah, but he had the greatest line of all time about Auburn's library burning down.
That is true. They get all the coloring books out.
we're gonna have a charity run and have the coloring books back.
Locke's left.
Locke's left us now. He got frustrated with that.
Are we gonna do our
brackets or just final four?
I need one. So I
you haven't even filled one out either?
No, I have. I've done it, but I don't know who I have. You know, come on now.
Are you serious? I've got it right in front of me.
I know who I have winning it, but I don't know who I picked.
Who do you have winning it?
UCLA.
Who?
UCLA.
UCLA, huh?
Yep.
Lox is doing the back. Show for the deaf mutes.
Back.
What? Back. Now. Okay, you're back.
Makes no sense. All right.
We're in a bracket for $10 a piece. It has 10 members in it. It's called Coffee is for Closers with one of our most loyal listeners who's obviously not listening tonight, William Bonaparte Long. And in that bracket, that's his middle name.
He
was bound to be 4'7".
You're giving an inch.
Are you in the big one with Hammond?
No. I didn't get an invite this year.
Lox, do you at least have a champion?
That's weird because Bucky's usually right on me. I have Alabama and Kansas State and Houston and UCLA are my final four.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know enough this year.
See, this is a year I was really trying to pay attention and watch. And
I've watched.
But now I'm just after these conference tournaments, I'm confused as hell. Jesus.
Oh, that's the problem. You see someone getting hot in a tournament, and then it's like, oh my God.
I think College of Charleston goes to the Elite Eight.
And it's a big test because you're not playing at home. All these home games, the home and away games are amazing during the year. These teams, the difference in their records, and then they play in a conference tournament, and I'm like, holy shit, they're not at home, and they look completely different.
I think Duke is gonna make a little run.
They start getting hot.
Duke is a different team since Clemson played Duke.
Or the six. I think they go Sweet 16. I think Purdue gets them, but
Purdue has a freak on their team. Okay, let's just call it. He's a mongoloid wildebeest wild animal. He's enormous.
7'4" or whatever he
is. It's not fair. He's 7'4". It's not fair. And he spells his name only like one other person I know.
Edie?
No, it's Zach.
Oh, Zach Edie.
With an H. Kills it.
No, I've seen that a couple times. For Zachary.
He was probably named after you.
He's a freak. And it's unfair, and I'm shocked that they've lost a couple games. They lost to Indiana. They got swept by them during the year. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Right,
just to throw a little don't be surprised.
Yeah.
Even though they are close to my heart, VCU is playing great.
Every year.
They're playing their type of game.
Oh, I did get Scott Hammond's thing.
There you go.
That they are playing really well, and they've got this kid. His nickname's Ace.
Nice nickname.
Yeah,
I like that.
He is on a roll. So
that was my brother's nickname growing up, and Ace. I was Deuce.
Deuce? Deuce. You were shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes a lot of sense, don't it?
It does make sense. I'm sorry. Yeah. I shouldn't have said anything like that.
Said anything like what?
That
you were
shit.
I mean,
All right, here comes my shocker. Gonzaga is finally winning it.
No.
Yes.
Are they good? I mean,
they're good. Once again, they're out west. You haven't played anybody. Here it is. Bama, Marquette, Texas, Gonzaga.
Houston.
1-2-2-3.
Houston's fucking
1-2-2-3. And Marquette plays Gonzaga.
And Gonzaga wins, huh?
And Gonzaga finally wins.
Marquette?
Shaka Smart.
Where's he from?
Where'd he come from?
Yeah.
He was an assistant at Clemson. Then he was assistant at Florida. Then he was the head coach at VCU. Then he was the head coach at Texas. Then he was a head coach at Marquette.
But he's
hair? Does he have hair or no hair?
He's made everybody a winner.
No hair right now.
No, he's got hair. Oh, hair's back.
Oh, he does? Okay.
He's got the hair. It's a little kind of like this. He's better bald, okay?
I think he was better bald. He grew it out at Texas and then got canned. No, am I wrong?
He grew it real out at Texas.
Yeah, it was out.
He's got a little more cleaned up now.
Yeah, just tighten it up. I hear you. Okay.
His wife is from that area, that Milwaukee, Wisconsin area.
Milwaukee?
Yep, so it's Algonquin for the good land.
Nailed it.
Damn it.
You're welcome.
Well done.
One of the few movies I've seen.
Ah, yeah.
It wasn't a romantic comedy. That
didn't have Reese Witherspoon in it.
It's a classic.
I could count on one hand how many movies I've seen without Reese Witherspoon in it in my life.
You gotta be shitting me.
She's in a lot of movies.
I just want to dance, Dad.
Just want to be a drama, Dad.
I wonder how many overlap movies there are between Casey and I. You know, like how many you could, if you named one, I'd okay, be like, on. No.
All right, let's play the game. I'll name a title, and you say if you two have seen it. Any of the John Wicks?
All of them?
No, none.
In the theater, like.
This is the best game ever.
Die Hard.
Nailed it. That's a Christmas movie.
Not one.
Okay, hold on. I really got to think about this. Caddyshack.
Yes. 100% all of them. Yes. Okay. Even okay. Caddyshack 2.
Okay, so we've got the Die Hards, John Wicks.
John Wick was a hell of a start.
That was perfect start. Well played by JJ.
Smokey and the Bandit, the original.
Okay.
We're catching up.
Back well, in you the day. Forget, yeah. Like, this is, I'm still under Dad's roof at the time. Like, Monty right, Pythons, yeah. you know, like, I've seen all those stuff. But once I got on my own, that's
once, when once Reese really got into her prime in college, her and Nev, yeah, Nev Campbell. Oh.
Don't Scream. I'm so upset that she's not in Scream 6.
Did you see all the screams?
Oh, yeah. Everyone.
How about Striptease? What was that? That was Bruce Willis's ex-wife.
Oh, Demi Moore?
Yeah, saw
Demi
it.
Moore.
Saw it. Yeah, it's old.
Of course I saw it.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a surpriser. Okay, I thought, you know. Yeah. The Godfather.
No.
Multiple times.
You're yeah. from fucking New Jersey. How could you have never seen The Godfather?
I mean, that's just...
I lived it.
You didn't live shit compared to that movie.
I'm Sonny.
No. You're I don't want to say it.
I mean, okay.
You're fucking Fredo.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds awesome.
I'm smart, Michael. Not like people think.
How about Legally Blonde?
Are you kidding? That's like
I celebrate the entire triple digits.
I've seen Walk the Line. You hate that movie because that's a serious one.
How right? do you make that movie?
Keep going. Go down the list.
It's a great I'll love tell you story.
If I've seen it.
Before. Big Little Lies.
No chance.
Home Again.
Nope.
That's her.
I know these are my girls.
She's
movies,
starring but... in it.
Yeah, that's big.
She's starring in it. I don't know.
Say Sweet Home Alabama, and I'll say nope.
Really?
Get out of here. Really?
I know. I'm disappointing, Reese, right now.
How about the chick? How about the movie where she was the addict and she went out hiking all over the damn.
Oh, yeah.
Wild. Absolutely.
Yeah, wild.
Yeah, great. She had a nude scene, right?
Never saw it. Four Christmases. That's a.
Yeah, come on. That's a Christmas. Have you seen
the new one with Ashton Kutcher on.
No, not yet, but it's on
Netflix. It's saved in the Spank Bank.
So you've really only seen about half her movies.
Election's one of my favorites with Matthew Broderick and Reese Witherspoon. That's a good movie. That's a fucked up movie. Fucked up movie. It's good.
It's just about gaining the advantage and being a winner. That's what it's about.
I like that hat. JJ's got a Taco Bell hat on.
Damn right. It's my new job.
Is that a 47 brand?
No.
It's unacceptable.
It's a Poshmark $5 brand.
Attaboy. Where'd you get that?
Poshmark, I just said.
I don't know what that means.
But the Taco Bell Foundation, which means I've given these fuckers so much money that they sent me a hat.
Speaking of giving people so much money, I don't know where I was going with this. Locks. gets a Venmo account. That's perfect. That worked out really well, and I caught it late. Locks becoming a parent.
He's signed up.
Venmo. You got a Venmo.
I went ahead and just signed up, and then as I was in the sign up process, it won't let me sign up.
Hey,
I don't have a Venmo account.
If you want to test it out, send me $100.
Don't have a Venmo account. It won't let me sign up.
Why won't it let you sign up?
I've been trying since Saturday.
Beth has stopped you.
She's tried to help me because I wanted to finally be able to pay for my brackets without sending a $20 bill to New Jersey.
To Bucky. The guy, hey Jeff, you'll love this.
He sent me the I didn't get that site either today.
We'll send it to you.
Yeah.
But the guy that we send our money to in New Jersey, this is a true story, and we know him well. His name is Bucky Fiocchi.
Yeah.
No, I was in last year's thing.
Okay. Yeah. You know Bucky.
I know Bucky.
He breaks legs. He's awesome.
So
no Venmo.
I've Googled it. It says
have
that
they're trying to PayPal
down. Like they won't. It's not. It's,
oh, so it's time. Not you. I figured it was you.
Oh, I've tried everything. Customer service isn't responding. It's fucked up. I don't know.
Did you have to call your bank to be like, I put my bank number in this?
No, they can't even get to the point where I hit the accept to get to the part where I put my bank number in. It says error. I'm like, well, fuck, what am I doing wrong? I'm just in curse. So I opened up the PayPal account, paid that way. For not only me, we start them young around here. My 14-year-old son,
atta boy,
is now fully degenerate as well. He's in the pool as well. So
he's going to have a Prize Picks account any day now.
Shouldn't be long. Long. Mowing lawns for Grandma and Grandpa, spending that money. Love it.
I am so proud of you. Letting him learn about finances.
Yep.
Right.
Oh, yeah. If you get the wrong, you don't get me back.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus 10%.
Right. You got to teach him the VIG.
The VIG. Start early.
That's right. Start early. And it's like, Dad, I can't pay for the electric this month at 25. gambled.
You need to be a little smarter. There's 1-800-GAMBLER. You can call
be
that
a better
number,
gambler.
Until then, your lights are off, son.
That's right. Moose and Rock are on the way, Dad. Ah!
Yeah, we know we're having a really good dinner, but ramen for you, pal.
Enjoy that KFC dumpster, kid.
Damn.
Speaking of KFC dumpster, kids. Tigers X maybe a current Waffle House waitress.
Right.
What happened here?
She wants the judge. She signed an NDA agreement with Tiger. She wants to be off the NDA agreement for some unknown reason, like maybe a tell-all book. Who knows? Or go on interviews for a few million bucks to tell her story, but she wants off the NDA agreement.
So part of being off the NDA agreement is breaking the NDA agreement to get off of it. Like, it's kind of a circle feeling.
But like, she's trying to do it the legal way. But however, why would she want to be off the NDA agreement? Right. Which I understand a lot of professional athletes and celebrities do have NDA agreements.
Well, the easy way to get out of it is if there's some type of abuse or sexual abuse or mental or physical abuse. And she said no. And the judge was like, tough shit. So, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. It's a weird story. Like, she was promised to live in the Woods estate for 11 years. What a random number. And the best part was that they tricked her into leaving. Did you read this?
No, I haven't heard this part. Yes. Oh, this is why you're the golf guy.
This is wonderful. Okay. hey, Erica, we're going to go on vacation. I have the car packed with your stuff, and I've got the other car packed. It's all full with me and the kids. How about you hop into this car, and we'll meet you at the airport? And they took off, and they took her to the airport, and this car never, like, went around in a circle and came back to the house. Yeah, wow. Tricked her out.
Change the locks?
Yeah. And like, Tiger people were like, here, sorry, it's over. And they took her to the airport, and he offered, and, well, they also heard something too, like, yeah.
Did he get the Derek Jeter package? Did she get the flowers or something?
She's one of the most competitive athletes
of all time. He had the balls to break up.
Well, I mean, dude, I'm sure she's.
I think she was clinger.
Or a little goop, 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 you know, whatever, but. Yeah, so they just had his people handle it. And,
hey, in Florida, you can pack a gun legally anywhere and not have a carry and conceal. So you can just blast her.
It's amazing. He can't stay out of his own way. He just needs to stay on a golf course, be single, whatever.
With what, his peg leg?
Yeah, I mean, he can still hit it, bro. He just can't walk.
He can still crush it.
Yeah, no doubt. He just can't walk. It's too bad.
Speaking of crushing it, Dana Beers from Barstool, Box's favorite and JJ's best friend from Gasparilla.
He's a good buddy, yeah.
After his trip to Tampa, he gets his own beer? Is this true, Lox?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's
pirate water. Test. Do you see it?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
10% ABV.
Is that a lot?
It's not a little. it's
a little less than your bourbon.
16-ounce cans, and is it maybe a cider-ish thingy? I don't know.
That might be my jam, then.
Yeah, pirate water.
There's like four different types, isn't there?
No, it's like a Four Loko. It's like those Four
Locos. What's that? I don't know what that is.
Those were like just straight up crack cocaine in juice form.
Like juicy, sugary type of thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that what they are, really?
That's what they are.
Damn it, I can't have them.
Yeah.
I'm worried about my diabetes.
Diabetes. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Thanks, pretty ironic, though. You know, he comes down to Gasparilla, and now he's got pirate water. Just set off all by the Tampa trip right there.
Well, according to the reports, he had a damn good time down here.
Yeah, I think so. I'm sure he did.
The alcohol industry's newest ready-to-drink malt beverage.
Oh, it sounds awful already.
From the makers of Four Loko and Mamitas, Pirate Water hits stores nationwide today, February 23rd.
I know they're always advertising that Mamitas shit. So
dare we do a taste test in the next show?
No shot.
No.
I'll drink. I'll put a lot of stuff in my mouth, but
never mind.
Clip that.
I'll be good.
Speaking of putting a lot of stuff in our mouths, did you see that Trevor Bauer got he's now going over to play, and then Trevor Bauer is going to play in Japan or Korea? One of these.
He's playing in Japan.
Yeah.
There's a lot of freaks over there. Could be a great mix and match there.
I mean, every team had the opportunity to sign him at league minimum, and no one touched him. So what happened must be true, which I still don't exactly know what happened, but he must have beat the tar out of some chicks, is what it sounds like. I don't know.
People can puke. What?
But do you follow him on Instagram? Anybody?
I don't.
I don't want to follow that piece of trash. Why would I follow him?
I just think he's an interesting dude. He's an interesting dude.
He always was an interesting dude.
Yeah.
Even at UCLA.
Oh, no. He was
different. Yeah.
He was a different cat, but man, oh man, when you start beating up women and
it's everything on his Instagram is pure baseball.
I'm about sure it is.
How he pitches, kind of like everything, and it's just different, man. I don't know how else to explain it. You'd have to see it, just like his techniques and the way he analyzes and does stuff. He reminds me of like Bryson DeChambeau with golf. Like he's just on a different planet, the way he thinks of physics, and I'm like, what? That's, you know, you do this and that happens to the ball type of thing. That's how he does. But I don't know. It's too bad. I mean, I don't know if there's a reinstatement coming for him either. So
the beautiful thing about Trevor Bauer and baseball is that our baseball preview will be next week. So just it's a nice little teaser to talk about Trevor Bauer and see how his Japanese baseball league is going to be. And I mean, I know I'm a huge Yomiuri Giants fan, and
I just cannot
wait to just really break down how they're going to be this year. You know,
so we're going
to
do the Japanese league first, and then
the Nippon Ham Fighters. I mean, they just they're looking really, really good again.
The Hiroshima Carps, big
off-season acquisitions. They got that guy.
Yeah.
What the fuck are y'all talking about?
Japanese baseball.
You don't know Japanese baseball? Who doesn't? If you're going to do the Chop and Beef Show baseball preview, you better know Japanese baseball.
When football's over, you got to gamble on something.
No locks next week.
Yeah. See, catch me in 2 weeks.
Brush up on your Japanese baseball.
He's so happy about it, too.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. Yomiuri Giants are in Tokyo. Look exactly like San Francisco Giants.
I've seen that. Now that I know. But I don't know how to say chimichurri or whatever you said.
Hey, I actually have a Yomiuri Giants hat.
Hiroshima Bombs?
Hiroshima.
It should have been.
Yomiuri, Hanshin,
the Hiroshima mushroom clouds.
Is it too soon?
Might be the atoms. might be. I'm not sure. I can't believe you degenerates are laughing at that.
What? Hey, we won the war. Fuck them. Oh, wait.
Nailed it.
Oh, speaking of baseball previews, did you guys see just, I think maybe a week ago, what just came out? And I was so excited when I saw this. There's a brand new It might have been a Friday dump, but there's a brand new preseason NCAA football poll that just came out.
I'm ready.
Who's number one? Love preseason polls. I couldn't wait.
I'm gonna guess Alabama.
No.
Ohio
Georgia.
State.
Georgia.
Georgia. No, you got a future on him, so you should be happy.
Yes, I got a futures bet on. That's right.
Ah, glad I reminded you. Give me 20.
That's right. No, it's in the books at the bar. We got it. We got a book.
Of course you do.
Well, because you're usually too damn drunk when you write these damn bets down. So
Georgia is number one.
Yeah.
With Michigan at number two. Ohio State at number three. They don't even have a quarterback. But, yeah, they'll be fine. Alabama at four. Wow. No love for the SEC here. Oh, wait, 1-4. Penn State, number five. LSU, really? Six.
LSU, six. Big one.
Sean Clifford, lengthy career, ended with a dynamite performance in the Rose Bowl. Florida State, number seven.
Yeah.
USC, Southern California, to you uneducated listeners, is number eight. Washington is number nine. TCU, 10. Utah, 11. Tennessee, 12. Notre Dame, 13.
Yeah.
Your Clemson Tigers, 14. Oregon, 15. Oregon State, 16. Texas, 17. Tulane, 18. Texas Tech and Kansas State round out the top 20.
So, one question. I'm excited about this preseason poll that came out.
I can't wait.
I think it's phenomenal. Have we entered free agency draft yet? You know,
what's that?
Leaving and transfer
portal. Yeah. It's done.
That has done. It's over, right?
Yeah, it's done.
No one can leave right now and go to another. Nah,
they can leave after spring if they want to. Yeah, they can.
Okay,
they can
We're not really done with free agency acquisitions in NIL.
I feel like there might still be some people that don't have a home too. No, some
there is. There was just a big article that came out the other day that there's like 738 kids without a home.
I think there's like some decent names that don't have a home too. Probably.
Yeah.
Because they want to do their 10th season of college football.
I mean, and these are like, I think a couple of them, like people that's already bounced a couple of times. Like,
Yeah. That's, okay. I mean, that's what happens if you don't play.
You get that name on you. You're like, where's JT Daniels now?
He's somewhere. He's at Rice.
Come on.
He's at Rice.
Come on. You pulled that out your ass. There's no way.
If I'm right, I'm going to be amazing. JT Daniels is an American football quarterback for the Rice Owls.
Get out of here.
Wow.
He played at Southern California for a year, Georgia, West Virginia, and now Rice. I don't know if, you know, there's a scale, scale. He's been going downwards.
Is the business programs equal to each university he goes to?
Lose credits, right, when you transfer.
You would think.
So he's probably a sophomore.
Where Grayson McCullough end up?
He stayed put.
Did he stay?
Yeah, he stayed put.
But he went in the portal and came out. He stayed, played in the – wow.
Okay. Let's just clear up. It's way too early to be talking about college football. This was a joke. I was waiting for the Casey rant.
I hate it, Jeff.
I made a list.
I know you hate it.
It's so bad. What's your list?
That's my list. We'll do this some other time, but I made a list of every starting quarterback that I could think of.
Wow, that's at least 25. That's really good. Oh, yeah, while drinking.
Yeah,
that's even better. That's even more.
There's some really good quarterbacks coming back next year. We'll get to this more, later
on our college football preview.
But dude, there's some. I remember most of these from Prize Picks. What I say, but I that's why I remember most of their names because I bet on them and lost every time. That's why I deleted the app. Right. But yeah, some really good quarterbacks coming back this next year. But I still have some of these on here where I didn't know where they were going to go because I did this 12/29/22.
Yeah. Excuse me.
That's impressive. God bless you.
Yeah, so thanks. We got that. We got that as a topic.
No, but that's next week. 6 months. With baseball preview.
Save that thing in your handy-dandy.
Hey, Lox, do you want the Japanese baseball team so you can pick one to gamble on?
I bet it's on Prize Picks.
I'm not getting near it. But they had Korean.
Speaking of Jeff sneezing and God blessing him.
Who said I didn't blow?
You know what Friday is, right, boys?
My favorite holiday.
G-I-F.
St. Patrick's Day.
Mm. Mm. It's the one day I take off for work from work. Don't answer the phone unless it's like, hey, we're here. Don't.
What does your boss say, though?
He's kind of a prick about that, but I usually, about Wednesday or Thursday, you kind of, boss, yeah, you know, it's all the pollen,
right?
Not feeling well, you know, might have to take a day or two off just
play
to
it out.
Well, especially right around college NCAA March Madness time, too, you know?
Right. You know, so he's a prick, but we'll see what we can do. You know?
Even we have green names tonight on our screen, which is like, it's almost like we planned that.
Right.
Locks, his name is Locks McLucky.
I mean, McGillicuddy for short.
I didn't have time to change mine to Patty O'Furniture.
Patty, yeah. Yeah, I like Patty.
Patty's a good girl.
Out of 9 people that work in my office, 3 will be there Friday for at least 2 to 3 hours because it'll be deader than a doornail.
Will you be one of them?
I'm 1 of 3.
Apparently, it bleeds up this way, too, and so schools are off Thursday, Friday.
Are they off? Yeah.
Or yeah. Friday.
Friday, Monday? We're Friday, Monday down here.
Just Friday, I believe.
Yeah.
So what's the plans, guys? You all doing anything besides you? Well, you're working. You're sucking.
Yeah, I am.
You going to go St. Patty partying?
Yeah, yeah.
On the island?
Yeah. Yeah, we got a big party on Friday night. And then,
isn't there a parade up Hilton Head?
It was last weekend because of Savannah.
Yeah.
So because of Savannah, Hilton Head did it last weekend.
Ybor had their parade last weekend. I didn't get that.
I mean, Chicago has theirs the weekend before, always. Chicago was nuts this past week.
It's weird. It's on a Friday, too, that they can't do it that weekend. But, hey, yeah. Here we are.
How did you prep for St. Patrick's Day, boys, besides just the day before? What the hell is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's something bling.
Oh, wait. We're still in New Orleans.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we're still in New Orleans.
Back.
Pelicans, Lakers. Let me check out the score.
We need to know.
We're up in the nosebleeds. We're up in the nosebleeds. Lakers 32, Pelicans 22. I had to squint to see the scoreboard.
We're pretty far back in this ticket.
Right? You can hear how raucous the crowd is.
Oh, my God.
There
is no better town to be in than NOLA.
Man, we are having so much fun.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Nothing like beignets and beer.
Boy, oh, boy. Bad friends.
We are the worst friends ever.
We're not the worst friends. We're accurate friends. We're trying to tell a message.
What kind of message?
Stop!